We've been meeting like this every year for quite some time now.
Yeah.
In fact, I think the first time you came in, you were expecting Amelia, right?
Yeah, probably. And she'll be 5 here coming up. So
the math checks out. It's been about 5 years. Now, this program precedes that, the Dress a Bear program. And we visit about it every time you're in, but it's a fun story. So the history again, please.
Yeah, absolutely. It's in its 29th year for the Yankton community, which is incredible. A big milestone next year. But it used to be put on by Hatch Furniture. And through the years, we've done anything from dolls to bears to different animals. And the last few years, we've stayed committed to the bear theme. And what happens is through the Yankton Morning Optimist Club, we provide the bears and KYNT is gracious enough to house them for the community members to come in.
Oh, we love it.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it.
I didn't realize you were coming. I mean, I knew eventually you would, but I walked in the other day and all the bears were there and I just had to smile.
It's so great, isn't it?
But then we're a little sad when they leave too. So.
I know, yes, yeah. But they're going to great homes.
Yeah.
So the community members can come in, they dress them in such great little outfits, so much creativity there. And then some will put a little gift with it. And then a crew of us will come in and we donate those to different organizations in
the
community.
Where do they all go?
We've done everything from the banquet, Toys for Tots, Avera ICU, the contact center, domestic violence center, the police station, the fire station, and we're open for any suggestions. So if anyone comes in for a bear and they have a suggestion, by all means, let Mindy know and she'll let me know.
Yeah, Mindy's great. Helps us out with that distribution and checkout. Just wondering, has anybody ever come up to you that received a bear through this program years ago and is like, oh, I still have mine, you know, they've hung on to it? I'm sure there are, but I don't know if you've heard about it or not.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't hear about a ton, but we absolutely do hear about them. And I would say specifically, it's amazing to hear the stories from the ICU, those patients where it truly makes a big difference for their day to receive a bear and bring them joy. And it is something they hold on for years. So it's so great to hear those stories.
So if I can ask, what are you and your family doing for your bears this year? What are your plans with the girls?
We are doing a Snoopy themed one.
Aww.
And a Boba themed one.
Okay, so I know all about Peanuts and Snoopy, but what are you doing with the bull bucking one? And how did that come about?
Boba, like the drink.
Oh.
I have 2 girls.
Boba.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just thinking I was just picturing a rodeo situation.
Like, I love that, though. That's a good idea.
Well, the ideas are endless, aren't they?
They are, yes. Yeah, it's really fun to see everyone's creativity.
Your mom did this with you. You're doing it with your girls. You said 29 years this program's been going. What about 30 years from now? What do you hope for this program? Still going, I'm sure.
Absolutely, yeah. I believe in this community that there will be someone who can take this on and keep the legacy going, as I think it makes a great impact to our youth.
How many bears do we have out there? I know some have been checked out, but what was the total amount?
50 so far, and we have a lot to go. So come in, grab a bear, dress it up, and make someone's holiday season bright.
Yeah, maybe it just needs to get cold first, and then people will will get into it. As long as you're here, on behalf of the Optimist Club, how's that group doing? What else have you guys got going on?
Absolutely. We have Santa's Workshop coming up, which is great. The train has been active down at the Harvest Halloween. So our big focus here coming up would be that Santa's Workshop down at the Old Capitol Building.
Well, I think people are going to be happy to hear that's coming back in such a great spot, too.
Oh, absolutely. I love that for our community. I should also add, we're active in our World Series booklets right now, so we're paying out left and right for those games.
Ellie Daisy with the Dress a Bear program. It's pretty simple, but I guess the big rule is have it back by Thanksgiving, right? Anything else people need to know?
Yeah, back by Thanksgiving. And the main thing is we appreciate everyone's commitment and helping this be a success.
Well, even if you don't hear the stories about, I got a bear years ago and what a difference it made, we know what's happening out there. So keep up the good work and thanks for letting us in on this.
Absolutely. Thanks for your help.